Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. It's a program designed to help keep students safe in and outside of school. On this episode of the Supercast, we talk about new technology called BARC, which helps to detect signs of things like cyberbullying, suicidal ideation, and threats of school violence. Listen and find out how this new technology is already proving successful in saving lives in Jordan School District. We're here today with Angie Rasmussen, our new specialist working with the BARC program here in Jordan School District. Angie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Most people don't know what the BARC program is. Let's just start off by having you talk just generally about what it's designed to do.
Okay. So it is a software that we have monitoring Google accounts in Jordan School District. So parents can buy it themselves to monitor their students on their electronic devices, but we use it for our school purposes to help flag students who may need some extra support.
Just as a clarification for our listeners, I want to make sure that everyone understands that this is only monitoring of school accounts. So chats, emails, documents that are submitted through Google Docs, that sort of thing, right?
Correct, yes. So it has to be through their My Jordan District account, Google account.
And we have accounts for students in elementary, middle, and high school. So
correct.
Really this reaches students of all ages.
Yes, it does.
And tell me a little bit about how the BARC program works.
So it has artificial intelligence that will screen or flag anything in these Google documents, chats, emails that could be concerning. And there's different categories like bullying or suicidal ideation, self-harm, violence, among others. And it will categorize the alert, and it will also say if it's severe or non-severe. And then there is an imminent category, but those are flagged as severe, and then they become phone calls as well.
So when you go through the program, tell us a little bit about what your interaction is with the alerts and how the process works.
So they will take a snippet of what they flag as concerning, and there will be, sometimes it's highlighted with certain areas that they're trying to show me, this is what we flagged, and then I can look at it and see the context. I can see if it's two people talking to each other in an email or in a chat, and get an idea of what maybe the conversation is. A lot of Google Docs are used as journal entries, or they will chat in real time with each other on a Google Doc. The students will. It's a way to communicate and kind of see. And so that will come in those formats. And a lot of times if they're expressing something that could be concerning to adults, that we want to make those connections with kids and help them to prevent anything from becoming a further situation that either leads to violence or additional suicidal ideation.
Now tell me again, the categories were non-severe, severe, and imminent. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Can you tell us what the process is for dealing with issues in all three categories?
Yes. So non-severe, I usually will look at with certain keywords like self-harm or depression, anxiety, because those ones can sometimes be flagged as non-severe if they're not using the right words. And so I will still look at those as severe because I want to make sure that I see them. But others will be if they're like two kids are maybe talking and are joking around and it's not, it doesn't have any risk factors to it, I will just have those so they're on they're documented so I can access them later, but I don't necessarily do anything with it. It's kind of documented. I don't push them to the schools is basically what I'm saying. If it's severe, I can also do that where I kind of look into it and say, the example I used was they were playing a game in class and they were talking about this game and she got a high score, and then the kid responded back something about being high, and they were talking about the scores still, but the program flagged it as the word high as intoxicated, and so that was not necessarily what the context was, and so I did not pass that on because it is not non-threatening. It was about a game and a
sure.
high score. But when it is something that I feel that the school personnel should be aware of and help them to support the student, then I will take the information I have and let the relevant person know, whether that's an administrator or a school counselor or a social worker. We have some dialogue on how to help the student or support the student, or if they have more questions about how it could be handled, then we can troubleshoot with that. If it's imminent, it is usually a phone call from BARC, so they won't just email me or flag it. They will text me and call me. And if I don't answer, then it is set up to call local authorities for a wellness check.
So it can be really an alarm about yes. something that could be happening right away. Have we had a few of those?
We have. Since I've been working with the program, which was September 23rd, I've had two where they did call me. One was during school hours on a business day, and then another one was actually over the weekend on a Sunday.
And did we get authorities out, parents involved? What happens from there after
yes.
the call comes from BARC?
So I'll take the call and let them know that I'm aware of it, so that I'll handle it from there, so they don't dispatch police, because then I can look at it. The one during business hours, I worked with the administrators at the school, and we got a hold of parents that way. If it's not during business hours and it's an imminent threat, I will call parents directly, and if I can't get a hold of them, then I will try to get a wellness check from police, non-emergency police phone call to go out and visit with the student. But if I can get a hold of the parent and confirm the student's safe, then I don't call police unless it's something that was further along the line that I would have to do that.
So, of course, parents are always the first call.
Right.
And then if we can't reach them, then we involve the police as necessary.
Yes. And then I also make sure administration knows, so they can follow up with the families and make sure supports are in place at school afterwards.
Right, because it's not just in the moment that we need to look at that, but we
Correct.
Need to look at the kind of support that we need to provide for the individual longer term.
Yes.
And even before you came and we had it monitored to that degree, I know that we had some
yes.
serious situations that we were alerted to by BARC.
Yes. And they did send authorities because we didn't have anyone set up to answer the phone call at the time. I'm familiar with that because I can see that from the past as well. Because
sure.
it's, you know, just reactive, like they had it active for a little bit to test it. It is very helpful in being proactive and preventing emergency situations.
And you talked about supporting the school and calling them and contacting them about what to do next. That's because you're not just monitoring this. You have a background that helps you really address the problems as well.
Correct. So I have been a school counselor since 2008, but also a school administrator. And so I can see kind of that mental health side of it, but also the side where administrators are in the building trying to balance and juggle things, but also there to respond if there's crisis situations.
Well, we're very fortunate to have you in the position to help filter through the alerts that come in, but also provide support to the parents, administrators, and other authorities that you work with.
Yes, and I think I envision it as a way to best support families in our communities. So although it comes from a place of education, I think it will help also make those connections in the buildings. If we don't know, students maybe are really seeking those connections in our schools, and it's a way to kind of, oh, this person might need an extra check-in or something. They're not on our radar. I don't know them, but I really would like to get to know them and see, you know, who they are.
Yeah, connecting students to resources is a
yes.
big part of taking good care of them.
Right.
Stay with us. When we come back, more on the technology that is keeping students safe in and outside of school.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? Jordan School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or a substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias, where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire custodians and bus drivers. In Jordan School District, we like to say, people come for the job and enjoy the adventure. Apply today at workatjordan.org.
Tell me, what would you say parents need to be aware of as they're thinking about monitoring and being aware of their students' communications?
As we go here at Jordan School District, I think it's coming from a place of care and concern. I think that as a parent myself, whenever another adult from my kid's school reach out to me, I always feel grateful that there is that other set of eyes or that there is somebody looking out for my kid. And I want everyone to know that it's not a gotcha type thing where we're not looking for somebody to get in trouble or looking at their conversations to, you know, do anything that's going to, we're not being punitive, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But we're trying to have their best interest in mind, that we won't share information with other people, only the relevant parties, the adults in the building that are directly associated with those kids. So, like, you know, the administrators or their school counselor, not... when talking with parents, it's like, these are the people that will know because this is how they can help you. So they know it's not something that everyone knows. So I think privacy is a big factor of the whole process. But privacy and not being punitive.
Yeah, no, that's really the combination. And it's a support. It's a support. Because not every student that needs help will seek it.
Right.
And it's a chance for us to be sure that they have the help and assistance that they need.
And luckily, students a lot of times will feel comfortable telling friends in these ways. I mean, they're not talking in person. They're telling each other over these chats or emails. And so I think that's still a great thing as long as they can get adult help when it's needed.
Right, and it's those student interactions with each other that probably produce a lot of the alerts.
Yes.
Where they're talking to each other, not just writing on their own.
Right.
And I have to admit, I've never thought of the idea of writing someone right within a Google document.
Yeah.
because then that's pretty immediate communication because you don't even have the chance to decide, okay, I've crafted what I'm going to say, send. They're just watching you as you type it. So that's real time.
Yes, and I think they think because we're old, we don't know about it.
Well, I just admitted that I'm old enough not to know about it. So thank you for the education. Good. Now, this isn't a replacement for other things that we do to connect with students, see if they need help, be sure that we're aware of how they're feeling and how they're doing as educators and as parents.
Right. It's actually just an additional safety net. So other things that are already in place, even, you know, at home, that doesn't have anything to do with us. We don't regulate at-home activities. If they are at home but using their account for Jordan School, that is still something we would see and again, only get involved if it's something we can help with. But it's just an additional support that is added as a safety measure. It's a safety net to try and help students out when they might be struggling to connect with someone about something that they need help with.
Does the program sometimes over-identify issues?
Yes, not sometimes. It always does. And so it's nice to have that, to have myself a human looking at it to see kind of, you know, what the actual conversation could be considered and if it is something that I could see that's helpful for a student or not. So, you know, technology is great, but humans are still better. And families, making connections with their families at home is still better than anything else.
That's a good reminder as well. This isn't someone sitting at Bark Central going through all of these emails. This is an automated process.
Yes.
You receive the alerts, and then you, as the experienced, well-educated human, goes through this and the results and determines whether there is in fact a problem.
Yes, and then it gives me the opportunity to collaborate with the professionals in their building who know the kids potentially and know the communities and know their buildings the best, and we can kind of bounce ideas off each other. Like, this is the way it looked to me. You know them. Do you think this is something that you know, would find useful to help that student?
And I'm actually very glad to hear that problems are over-identified, that we have a lot of false positives, mm-hmm. if you will, because...
Yes.
A, it's much better than missing something.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. Something may look like an issue, and if it's not, that's the best case scenario.
Right, right.
So,
well, with nearly 58,000 students,
yes.
there's a lot to sort through and there's a lot to be aware of. And what's interesting to me is that not only are you able to help individual students, but I can imagine that over time we're going to be able to start to see a pattern and say, hey, these are some things that students are dealing with. We're starting to see more concerns about this issue or that issue as we look at the alerts that come up from
yes.
such a large group of students.
Yes, it does gather the data. I can look at types of alerts per area, too. So I can
yeah.
see, like, if a feeder network has similar issues, to, you know, if a high school junior high and elementary system together shares similar issues, we can look at data that shows you that there could be something that administration would want to work on in their school and
yeah.
Say, oh, this, you know, this keeps coming up as a pattern, and
right.
It's showing it's something that you might want to take a look at. What can we do to get something going in your school that might produce positive engagement with students?
I really like that aspect of it.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be working with a program like this, having been a counselor and administrator for as long as you have, maybe not using a method like this previously?
It's different because, again, it's through technology, but I find that a lot of the things students talk about are things that I could see them going to their counselor and saying the exact words,
yeah.
you know, and I try to put myself in that situation. If I were to meet with the student and they told me this, that whatever they're saying, you know, what would I do? And, or if it was my own child, what would I do? And then I take that perspective and collaborate with the adults at their school on how to help the student. So it's different in that I can reflect before I talk, you know. It's like it's not happening in real time for me necessarily, and so I can see an issue and review my resources and go collaborate, where when you're in a school, a lot of times things are happening right then in your face, and
mm-hmm.
Right. you don't have as much time to gather composure and think through your different ideas or different ways to help. So
I love that. And I think it's exciting to have another way to help students.
Yes.
And in the end, really what we're doing is we're trying to improve their lives and sometimes save them.
Yes. Yes, that is going to be something I think that down the line we will notice that these interventions will be life-saving.
Thank you very much. We're so happy to have you in Jordan District doing this work. And I really appreciate your efforts to help support our students and our schools and our families.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you will do today. We'll see you out there.